What's going on? It's Styles and Roman at US 99. And just go ahead and pan the camera down there. Facebooking live right now. Andre Dawson is hanging out with us. Yes.
Well, there's a couple of things you got to say, though. Cubs legend Andre Dawson and Hall of Famer Andre Dawson.
I'll take that.
You'll take that?
And also, we don't want to disclude her, but we have Marlene from the Baby Otter Swim School hanging out with us. Good morning, Marlene.
Good morning. Thank you for having us.
Thank you very much.
We're going to talk baseball and swim school, but first we want to know, how did this happen? How did Andre Dawson end up with the Baby Otter Swim School? How did this all happen?
Well, actually, I was I went to a fundraiser for Make-A-Wish.
Okay.
Down in South Florida, and I met a gentleman who introduced me to Mindy York and Marlene Bloom. They were the owners of Baby Otter Swim School.
Uh-huh.
And at the time, they were looking for a local celebrity to come aboard and kind of be a spokesperson.
Yeah.
And he thought it would be I would be a natural fit, but I was at the outset kind of apprehensive because I didn't know how to swim.
We read that, right?
Right. And I said, I gave it some thought, and I said, well, if I'm going to do this, and I obviously got to get in the water and learn how to swim, and the two of them taught me how to swim.
Wow. At the age of 50, correct?
49 and a half.
49 and a half.
Let's be specific.
Now, Andre, I mean, you've been traveling with the baseball team, with the Cubs. I mean, if you go to a hotel and you have like an off day, I'm sure a lot of the players are probably relaxing in the pool. You just never, ever learned how to swim, though?
Water never interests me. And I really don't know why, because I was an avid fisherman.
Okay.
I started out doing the local canals, and then I kind of graduated to going out deep sea fishing.
Okay.
And you didn't know how to swim, dude?
I didn't
They have life jackets, though, for that, right?
I didn't know how to swim. I never even wore a life jacket.
You didn't.
But, you know, I guess I was lucky in a sense, you know, thinking that nothing is going to happen.
Yeah.
And, you know, this kind of came about, and I said, you know what, I better learn how to swim. And I almost had a near-drowning incident.
Oh, no.
When I was about 13 years old, I was attending a soccer party for my middle school, mm-hmm. and I was near the deep end, and I was pushed in by one of my teammates. And the thing about it, I didn't really panic.
Uh-huh.
I kind of saw the side of the pool, and I can remember, I think, bobbing, going up, coming up, going down about three different occasions. And I just worked my way to the side of the pool, reached and grabbed the railing, and then someone else grabbed my arm.
Wow.
And see, now this is something that we don't want to happen ever again. You know what I mean? Styles and Roman, we're both dads. I have a 15-year-old, just as a 3-year-old. That's probably very frightening because a lot of kids want to go to the pool, the neighborhood pool. Their friends may have pools. And if you don't know how to swim, some may be embarrassed to actually tell their friends that they don't know how to swim.
Exactly. Definitely. And I started this because my daughter had no fear of the water. 2 years old, would walk right into the water, and I'd have to grab her out all the time. Called the Red Cross, YMCA. No one would teach her at that time because she wasn't 3 years old.
Oh, okay.
I said, there's drownings happening under the age of three.
Yeah.
I said, so I spent a summer experimenting with my friend's kids and came up with this five-day program that we have. So in 5 days, a half an hour private lessons, we can teach a child, if they fall in, how to get out either from the steps or the wall.
In five days. Okay, I do have a 3.5-year-old son, and we have a pool, a nice big pool in my neighborhood. Now, mm-hmm. he has, you know, those vests on where he's not really mm-hmm. swimming. He's got this vest to protect mm-hmm. him. But I've been toying with getting him swim lessons. I didn't know what age to do it, but you recommend even under two.
As soon as a child is crawling, they can crawl to a pool, and we can teach them.
Wow. And, you know, the new Baby Otter Andre Dawson Aquatic Center will open March at Lombard Yorktown Center in Chicago over here.
That's correct.
That's
absolutely
awesome. I may have to take Tristan over there.
Yeah, you should.
Yes, you have to.
Now, Marlene, don't lie to us. Mm-hmm. How many days before the Hawk, sitting right here to your right, before he learned how to swim?
Was it a five-day thing?
It was a five-day thing, and he came back for more because he wanted to excel in doing that. And because not only do we have the Turn, Kick, Reach program, but from there we have beginning strokes and going at. So he went into the beginning strokes and different things like that.
Do we have to change his nickname from the Hawk now to the Fish?
Yeah.
No, you got to understand now. I was literally in a pool that was 4 feet deep, and we had toddlers in the pool.
Oh,
and
right.
They were ecstatic. I mean, once they were out of the water, they were screaming. The parents were pulling on their hair, and but once they were thrown back in the water, they were fine until, you know, they were retrieved from the water. And I couldn't be embarrassed.
Right, you can't have a toddler do this. And
all right, but then, and besides, they wouldn't let me holler, so I just said, hey, you know what, I got this, you know, let me do this the right way, the correct way. And yeah, in 5 days, it was amazing.
Can you see all the three-year-olds jumping in the pool, and Andre's like, no, it's cold. Can we warm it up a little bit? Can we turn the heater on?
No, we couldn't have you in our studios. We're two lifelong Cub fans, season ticket holders. We couldn't have you in our studio without talking a little baseball here. You've had a well-documented love affair with Cub fans. Why is that? What did that mean to you? And right field, those bleachers, we all, you know, bowing down to you as you came out to right field. What was that love affair like for you here in Chicago?
You know, it's absolutely nothing. I don't care. It can be disputed, but there's nothing like a Cub fan.
Yeah.
I wasn't astute to that until I actually played here. Well, I knew as the opposition how much they enjoyed the game itself, supported their ball players. They'd ride you a little bit as the opposition,
right. Mm-hmm.
But they were just great fans. After the game, we walk around, they acknowledge, you know, whatever you may have done that day. But when they embraced me in Arizona, and allowed me to just feel right at home, I knew that that was something special. And then over the years, you know, they created Andre's Army out in right field.
Yeah, we were part of that.
and then over the years, you know, it just seemed to pick up. Everywhere I go, people recognize you, and it was phenomenal. I mean, playing in Chicago, of course, was something that I looked forward to because it was a natural playing surface.
Right.
It was one of probably the three biggest media centers in all of baseball. Mm-hmm. You had a huge Cub following around the country,
right.
So it was, you know, it was a no lose situation. And I was here for 6 years, and those was the most fantastic 6 years of my career.
When you were here, we got close in 1989 to going to the World Series, right? That was our playoff year when you were here.
Right.
When we finally won the World Series in 2016, how did that make you feel? I mean, you're a big part of this organization, right?
Man, I tell you what, I was jumping up and down, and my heart was beating fast, and I had to sit down and take a breath for a moment.
Yeah, jump in the pool, you know, relax a little bit.
You know, it got kind of hectic there for a minute, and I think everyone that's ever put that uniform on was embracing that moment and kind of saying, you know what, hey, it's going to happen. And, you know, for me, I was exciting. I wasn't a part of the organization at the time, but I've been a Cub fan from a distance. And just to see it finally manifest itself, wow, interesting. Yeah.
You know, you play the outfield at Wrigley Field. Do you have any advice for Mr. Schwarber, who's struggling just a little bit fielding the ball out there?
Well, you know, the thing is, when you change positions, and this is the big leagues, it's not like he's had a lot of minor league seasoning to get ready to try and play at this level. There are things that you really got to work on.
Yep.
Footwork is essential because the game here is a lot faster. That's all. Just, you know, getting comfortable out there and getting the work in, you know, allowing his feet to continue to carry him to where he wants to throw the ball. He's not that fleet of foot, but left field is an easier transition for him. But it requires, you know, day in and day out work until you come familiar with where you are out there. And, you know, once you do that, then you gain a lot of confidence.
I mean, you were Rookie of the Year for the Expos. You also are in the Hall of Fame now. I mean, you led the NL in homers back in 1987. I believe you had 47 home runs in 87. Or was it 49? I forget.
49.
I'm sorry. I didn't want to show you.
Hey,
I knew it was
come
one
on
of those
now.
Two.
He's got his stats.
Let's be real. At the age of 49 and a half, was swimming one of the most difficult things you've ever had to do?
Okay, I'll say 50.
You were
I commend you for saying 49 and a half.
All right.
You know what? It wasn't the most difficult thing. It was challenging because at that age, you fear the water.
Right.
Because, you know the consequences. As a kid, you don't really fear the water. So for me, it was a challenge. I thought one of the biggest challenges there is because I didn't have a lot of body fat. I didn't know if I could float. And I said, well, the funniest thing, though, I swam under the water as opposed to, you know, my head being above the water and turning. So I was kind of shocked that I was able to hold my breath that long.
Yeah, right.
So now you can cannonball in a pool. If we were to put you to test and put you on Wrigley Field right now, do you think you can take one out of the park? Can you still go deep? You still got it?
Well, I'll tell you, I'll say this. I'll swing at it, but I'm not going to run.
Well, I like that.
I love that.
Well, we can't thank you guys enough for coming in. Again, the Baby Otter Andre Dawson Aquatic Center will open this March at the Westin Lombard Yorktown Center in Chicago. And I'm telling you, I got a 3.5-year-old. I'm going to take my son Tristan over there because I really do want him to learn, because one of the most startling facts in this thing you guys sent over was that drowning is a leading cause of death in children under the age of 5. Like, that's unbelievable. And that's something that all us parents can avoid by having our kids learn how to swim the right way. So thank you guys for doing this. Appreciate this.
Thank you for having us.
A pleasure. Appreciate it.